Well, love them or hate them, no one really wants to see rabbits die the way they do once they're infected with myxomatosis. Rabbit populations, and particularly pet rabbits, are being decimated in the Clarence as the virus makes its mark on a day our next guest describes as the worst day of his veterinary career. Riverbank Animal Hospital vet Chris Goff had to euthanize 60 rabbits at the South Grafton Rabbit Sanctuary. Chris Goff, that must have been an incredibly distressing situation for you and for the sanctuary's owner.
Oh, hi, Joanne. Yes, it certainly was. We went up there and, 60 rabbits, one after another, all with myxomatosis. It was just a dreadful time, particularly for the rabbit sanctuary owner, who was able to sort of give me a story for each rabbit as she, you know, delicately passed it over to me. It was just dreadful.
What's the need for a sanctuary? Can you tell us what this sanctuary actually involves?
Yeah, so Kim's got she did have about 100 rabbits up there in a beautiful setting. And they're much-loved pets that for one reason or another people were unable to keep. So it could have been a change in family circumstances. A lot of the rabbits there are from families that relocated to Queensland. And in Queensland, it's actually illegal to keep rabbits as pets, and they're very strict on that.
So have pet rabbits in other areas been affected by this myxomatosis outbreak?
Yeah, that they have. We've had other clients with pet rabbits come in, and we've diagnosed myxomatosis and sadly had to recommend euthanasia, as there is no treatment for this disease. It's progressive and very debilitating and painful and ultimately fatal. So often we will euthanize once the diagnosis has been made to spare them any suffering.
So what does happen with myxomatosis once an animal's infected?
Yeah, so the first symptoms will be a red rim around their eyes, and then they get like a yucky, pussy discharge from both eyes. It often looks like conjunctivitis in the early stages, and then that progresses to a pussy nasal discharge, and they get pretty horrible swelling around their mouth and their nose and their eyes, and they also get lesions internally on the lungs too. So it's debilitating that the rabbits can't feed. Ultimately, they go blind and they have breathing problems and either get picked off by predators, or, as we're seeing across the Clarence at the moment, a lot of dead rabbits on the road where the rabbits just haven't been able to, you know, move and get out of the way of cars.
So does it affect other species as well, or is it only rabbits? It can't cross the species barrier?
No, it's purely a rabbit disease.
And why is it so virulent this year?
Well, myxomatosis is actually a man-made virus that's produced and released to control wild rabbit populations. But the real sad thing is that as well as, you know, doing what it's designed to do and bring down the wild rabbit population, sadly it's affecting people's you know, much-loved family pets too. And this is really what's raising the big issue at the moment, is the fact that there is actually a very good vaccine that we could protect pet rabbits with, but it's not allowed in Australia.
How's it spread?
Mainly by mosquitoes, but also by direct contact and via the air too. But the mosquito is the main vector.
And you are seeing it in wild rabbit populations?
We are, yes. There's a lot of dead rabbits on the road and just around the place. But the real issue here is sort of the pet rabbits and the effect that it's having on people's families.
So I imagine there are a few commercial operators who are a bit worried about this.
Absolutely. I was chatting to a commercial rabbit farmer just on Friday. He's got a place a little bit out of Grafton towards Coots Crossing, and he was unaware of, you know, that this problem was going on. And obviously he's now very concerned because he's got a, you know, quite a big commercial enterprise there.
So now Kim is calling for Kim Cooney, who runs the sanctuary, is calling for the vaccine to be introduced into Australia. Would that, you mentioned that the vaccine is effective. How effective is it and how does it work?
Yeah, so the vaccine it allows the rabbit to develop immunity to the myxomatosis virus, just the same as any vaccine works. Myxomatosis is kind of related to smallpox, the same sort of virus. So after you give them the, the vaccine, their body can then make immune cells that will protect it against the disease.
So how widely spread is this particular outbreak likely to go? Are we going to see it in the Tweed, in the Richmond? Will those areas be seeing wild rabbits dying and perhaps even pet rabbits? Have you heard reports?
We're mainly just getting reports in the areas around sort of South Grafton, Grafton, out towards Waterview Heights and Ramorney in that sort of location. According to one of the local pet shop owners, she sort of had reports a little bit further afield. But because it's spread mainly on the air and by mosquitoes, it shouldn't spread, you know, more than probably I would have said within 10 to 20 kilometres, that sort of region.
Okay, so there's no need at this stage for people outside of the Grafton area in particular to worry?
No, I would have said just in this local area, but because the virus is man-made and released, it really depends on whether it's been released in other areas too, and that those sort of information is very hard to find out.
All right. What's been the UK experience?
In the UK, we've had a very good vaccine for years, and it's a routinely done thing for pet rabbits to be vaccinated against it, and that is very effective. One of the arguments that is being put out in Australia is that if we vaccinate pet rabbits here, it's going to allow that immunity to spread to the wild rabbits, and then there'll be no way of effectively controlling them. But I've spoken to many other vets about this, and really we can't see that there's any scientific evidence that would happen. Certainly, as far as I'm aware in the UK, the use of the vaccine in pet rabbits hasn't then spread immunity to wild rabbits. So as far as we can see, that's pretty much a theory rather than a fact.
And are you likely to have much sway with this argument with the regulatory authority? I imagine it's the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Management Authority?
Absolutely. There have been calls for the vaccine to be released before. I was chatting to a friend of mine who's the president of the Australian Veterinary Association, and he said that back through the years that there have been calls for this vaccine to be made available before, and it's always sort of, you know, not got anywhere. But I think if we can get organisations like the RSPCA behind this, and Kim Cooney has a really big network of followers in the pet industry too, so I think hopefully, you know, there is some chance that it could happen. But it would need to be, you know, pretty widespread, you know, request from vets and pet owners and people in the industry.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for chatting to us about this today. And I suppose it's, just before I let you go, because there will be people listening, I suppose, who have pet rabbits, is there any likely duration for this particular outbreak?
Really difficult to say, Joanne. I would really hope that we're going to be getting towards the tail end of it now, but I really wouldn't like to say. It's certainly been pretty devastating around here.
And it sounds like there's very little that pet owners can do except make sure that, well, I mean, how do you stop mozzies from biting animals?
So certainly you could move the pet rabbits indoors, put them under mozzie netting. There's some pretty good mosquito repellents that are pet safe that are available. So, you know, all those sort of precautions, and also making sure that the pet rabbits aren't really close up to where wild rabbits could come up to their hutches or enclosures. So like a double fence system that keeps the pets away from the wild rabbits.